Hey there, it's Clay with modernlove.life, and in this video, we're going to be talking about six signs that your ex regrets losing you. I think a lot of times people do want to have their ex regret losing them because obviously it means that their ex cares. Obviously, it means that their ex may in some ways want to get back together. But many times it's also driven by this competitive desire that a lot of people have after a breakup. With their ex, you know, it's like, which one of us seems like we got the better deal here? Which one of us is going to move on faster? Which one of us is going to be worse off without the other one and all that sort of stuff? I don't really agree with this whole competitive thing. I think that it's not really very healthy. But if your ex is wanting to get back together with you, chances are good they're going to actually regret losing you at some point. So, you know, like, what are some things that you can look out for? Let's go ahead and get into that here. So the first one is that their life seems to be worse off now than it was when the two of you were together. Now, of course, being worse off is subjective. What someone sees as worse off might be what someone sees as better off. What someone sees as better off might be what someone else sees as worse off. But you know them, you know their personality, and you know what probably they enjoyed, what would be a win, what would be a loss for them, and all that sort of stuff. Just take an objective look at their life right now. Imagine you're them living the life that they're living right now. Do you think they're better off? Do you think they're worse off? Now, again, don't look at it through this lens of like Facebook and all that stuff, because, of course, social media, that's just very curated content. That's a very curated view of what other people want us to see of their lives. You know, it doesn't show us, you know, those moments of doubt, those moments when we cry ourselves to sleep at night. We don't generally parade those out in front of all of our friends and family on social media to see. It's just like, oh, hey, look at me. Here I am on my vacation. Look at me. Oh, yeah, I'm having this amazing latte this morning, or all that sort of stuff. From what you can actually tell about their life, does it seem like they're worse off or better off? Sign number two is, are they actually living into their values? Kind of building off of that, you probably know them and their personality and what's important to them about life. Are they living into their values right now? If they are, then chances are they're actually probably doing pretty well. If they're not living into their values, if they're, you know, doing certain things that are uncharacteristic of them in a negative sort of way, probably implies that they regret this in some way. You know, one thing that we sometimes see is like, okay, someone breaks up with someone else, and now suddenly they're like not doing the things that they really care about in life. They're just like partying and doing drugs and stuff like that, drinking a lot, all that sort of stuff. That is obviously most likely living out of your values, because most people don't aspire to be, you know, just going through life in a daze. So are they living into their values or not? If they're not living into their values, chances are they probably regret the relationship for some reason or in some way. Are you living into your values? Second of all, a lot of this, you know, up till now has been about them, but of course, you, of course, are a major factor in whether or not they're going to regret getting breaking up with you, or whether or not they're going to look at you and say like, wow, I really missed the boat on that one. And if you're living into your own values, then that is a good sign that, hey, they probably, you know, regret this in some way. You know, the more you live into your own values, the more you are going for what is important to you in life, the more interesting, the more attractive you're probably going to be perceived to other people. And so it is important that you actually do this. You know, nobody wants to be with someone who's just sort of blobbing around on the couch or watching TV or playing video games all day. So let's go ahead and bring ourselves into alignment with what it is that's actually important to us about life and make a difference out there. Yeah, I know, we're all still picking ourselves up after a crazy year and a half of life and pandemics and all that stuff, but still, you can find something to do that allows you to live into whatever your values are. And if you do this, this is going to make you immeasurably more interesting, attractive, and desirable to not just your ex, but really to anyone. The fourth thing is, are you putting effort into succeeding in what you want in life? Of course, your values are one thing, but like, how is that expressed in your life? Is that maybe your career? Is that maybe certain aspects of your life that are important to you, such as maybe like buying a home, getting healthy, making friends, whatever it might be? Are you putting effort into that to truly thrive and succeed in your life? Again, if you are, and if you're making tangible, concrete steps towards that, then like, hey, awesome, you're kicking ass in life. You're making a serious dent in the world here, and that's awesome. Again, one of the main qualities, one of the main common denominators of attractive people is that they're going somewhere in life. So are you going somewhere in life? If not, what could you be doing to find your values, bring yourself into alignment with those, and live into them full force? Thing number five here, are you behaving like an adult? If you're behaving in a very petty sort of way after a breakup, your ex is probably going to look back at that and say, wow, you're kind of acting like a petulant child here. I really dodged the bullet on that. That's not going to cause them to regret losing you if you're behaving that way. On the other hand, if you're behaving in a totally reasonable, rational way, where you're just compassionately listening to them, doing a lot of the things that we've talked about before, you know, reluctantly going along, taking the curious stance, doing your best to communicate clearly, doing your best to get on the same team and all of that, chances are they're going to look at you and say, hey, you know, you're behaving really reasonably here. Maybe things weren't that bad, right? Because you're not agitating and making the whole situation worse. You're actually behaving in an adult, compassionate, empathic. Is it empathic or empathetic? I don't know. Whatever. You're behaving with empathy. You're showing them that, hey, I can be a grown adult through all of this. Okay. And then before we go ahead and get into sign number six, if you like this video, if you like the videos that we're doing here, please help me out with this YouTube channel by hitting the thumbs up button for the YouTube algorithm. It is a completely free way to support this channel and the work that we do. It does send a message to YouTube that, hey, these videos are all right, and that they might want to show them to more people. So hit the thumbs up button. And if you want to as well, please leave a comment down below letting me know what sorts of videos you'd like to see us make down the road. Sign number six is that you are giving them the gift of responsibility. So this is the thing with regret is something that we feel personally responsible for, that we made some sort of choice. And it was because of the choice that we made that we're in some sort of situation, maybe some sort of less than ideal situation. And if your ex is going to regret losing you, they need to feel some sort of sense of responsibility, okay? Now, it's easy to point at our partner. It's easy to point at someone else and say, yeah, you know, we're not in a relationship because you cheated on me, because you lied, because you're a dirtbag, because you're this way or that way. And that's not taking responsibility. And so what we want to do is we actually want to give them the gift of responsibility so that they can look back potentially and say, you know what, I wonder what it would have been like if I had just gotten over my immaturity and just had a conversation with you. I wonder what it would have been like if I had just said yes and met up that one time. I wonder what it would have been like if I had just given you a chance. I wonder what it would have been like if I had just replied to that text message or if I just called you back. And if you just give them the gift of responsibility, as we've talked about in one of the recent videos that I did, then that can actually do two things. Number one, it can motivate them to actually take responsibility for it, which allows them to actually feel empowered to change it if they want to. But number two, it also allows them to face the potential regret of saying, like, okay, is this how I just want to leave this chapter of my life here? Do I just want to leave it in this stubborn silence where I'm just not talking to you, where I'm being hard-headed and stubborn person, and I'm just not willing to get off of whatever I'm caught up on here? Oftentimes people don't want to look back and think, yeah, we're in this place, it didn't work out because I was stubborn. I couldn't get over my own issues. I couldn't just give you another chance. And if you let them actually face that consequence through one of the strategies we talk about called one-way spikes, then you give them the gift of responsibility, and that can be a very powerful motivator for allowing the two of you to clear a path for getting back together again. Anyway, if you do want to learn more about one-way spikes and a lot of the other communication stuff that we do talk about inside of our communication course called Effortless Connection, please feel free to check out modernlove.life/EC. That's modernlove.life/E as in effortless, C as in connection. There's also a link for it down below in the description box. But once again, thanks so much. If you like this video, hit the thumbs up button. Subscribe to the channel, leave a comment down below letting me know what sort of videos you'd like to see in the future. And with that being said, I'll talk to you next time.